brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
And right now, in fact, if I know Watson, he's probably already on it. They've announced that white Al-Qaeda is running around shooting people in Norway. You've got the bombing coinciding with it. Right as they had the rollout of white Al-Qaeda in the last week and told you they were going to hit you, right as the bankers implode Europe and get ready to implode the United States, they stage these provocateur events to make you rally around and worship them. Watson. Hey, Watson, are you there, buddy? Okay, I'm live on air right now. You're not punched up. I called you on my globalist tracking slave device iPhone that we're using to jack into the Matrix here. But obviously, look, we don't have the crew, but I'm asking listeners now as I ask you, because this is what really impresses people that aren't awake, who don't know the research. They do get impressed by precision predictions. Remember I said white Al-Qaeda would strike right as they fully imploded Europe, and that they would have a rollout of white Al-Qaeda starting with soft target shootings and bombings in Europe that would then move to the United States. And I've been predicting this, I don't know, for over a year now with exact precision because I was gauging their propaganda, their preparatory gaslighting of the public. So this is an absolute emergency. White Al-Qaeda attacking, shooting people in Norway, coinciding with the car bomb. I mean, this is just absolutely off the charts. I believe this is the beginning of their beta testing, the rollout of white Al-Qaeda. And they're also, you know, going to have the rollout of Muslim extremists linking up with the white Al-Qaeda. They teach police, that's returning veterans. They have all these TV shows like Homeland and others. They're all about the vets are going to join Al-Qaeda, the blonde-haired, blue-eyed vets. Anybody believes that? It's just beyond ridiculous. But the PSYOP is launching right as they get ready to fully implode the Depression. You know, I've always laid that out to you. I think I'll put you on speaker here, Watson. Watson, do you have any comments on that?
Am I on the air?
Yes, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Norwegian is from this shooting incident that's in a different part of the country, but they're saying it's related.
Of course they are. Look, I want to talk to you right now on air. We're going to call you back and put you up right as we go to Chapman, okay? But this is full red level emergency here. I mean, I just wish I was wrong. Oh, man, I tell you, this is bad news. And they've got actuaries on all of this. They probably even had computer algorithms knowing that there'd be responses to their white Al-Qaeda, and then they pull this. I tell you, we're in trouble, Watson. I'm going to call you back right now. I'm going to go to you and Chapman on the other side, okay? All right, we got to go full tilt boogie on this, Watson, all right?
Yeah.
All right, good job. I'll see you. Get him on the line. We're going to Bob Chapman here. We're going to break in about a minute and a half. Bob Chapman, former U.S. intelligence, a big silver and gold broker, biggest newsletter until he retired. Now he's back. Bob, white Al-Qaeda has hit and hit hard right after DHS rolled out that white Al-Qaeda is going to start attacking. I predicted they would hit soft targets in Europe first and then move to the United States while the bankers implode things. As the White House advisors admit, terror attacks will help people rally around the bankers while they gang rape us.
I agree with that. And that is the reason why they have those kind of things. Are you speaking of what happened in Oslo?
Yeah, there's been a bombing by a white Al-Qaeda Easter bunny. He had the Lucky Charms elves with him. But also they're reporting a soft target shooting at this day camp. They love to target kids, folks. It's Operation Gladio.
Yeah, I saw that.
Blonde-haired Al-Qaeda hitting it hard.
Well, it's obviously another feint in the direction which will allow them to do the things that they want to do. And maybe it's a cover for the bankers. You know, the situation in Europe with Greece.
Well, stay there. Next, you're going to tell me that the Bin Laden video wasn't real, even though they now admit the story was fake about the Situation Room and everything else. But
you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, my gut told me this morning when the Oslo bombing took place that they were going to play a white al-Qaeda card. And again, I'm so close to this. I study this so much. I've learned to watch their preparatory brainwashing that's designed for unconscious, very dumbed-down Prozac fluoride heads. And so they always prep. Al-Qaeda's going to hit you. What do you do when they hit? We give our rights up. Now, that was going on before 9/11. And I was able to call... I was able to even call the target they were going to hit and who they would blame it on record. In fact, I taped it 2 months before 9/11. Well, I did it live and taped it, and I re-aired it on Access because it had been turned back in to randomly play, and it aired on the afternoon of September 11th, and we always had positive comments to the station. They had hundreds of threats because it was a two-and-a-half-hour show where I said the government's going to blow up the World Trade Center and blame it on bin Laden. Imagine, folks, on a two-hour show, 4 to 6 p.m. in Austin, watching a TV show where I'm saying the government's going to blow up the World Trade Center and blame it on bin Laden. They thought it was live reporting. I was showing the World Trade Center, saying they're going to blow this up. I don't know how to explain. I just get thousands of data points and stream them in together. And God's supercomputer, we've all got one, and I'm able to predict what they're going to do. Now, I don't have the crew, the energy, the time, only because this will wake people up. For over a year, I've said, white al- actually about 5 years, but in the last year, I said, now's the time. They're going to launch white al-Qaeda. attacks in Europe against soft targets, car bombs, shopping malls. They love to target kids, like Operation Gladio, when the U.S. government blew up school buses and shot up schools and blamed it on the communists. I said, they're going to target kids, and I've said it over and over, and it will come when they're in the final phase of imploding each region. Well, even Sarkozy was in Reuters last night saying this is a Marshall Plan, an IMF takeover of Europe. This is great. They have designed this whole thing to actually set up a euro and then implode it into a new corporate receivership. And then they're only writing off the debts of smaller banks that aren't part of the big six. And that I shot a special video at midnight last night about this on the Alex Jones channel. Now, Bob Chapman's riding shotgun with us. I haven't asked him yet if he can go into overdrive, which, again, the main AM and FMs will be off with us in the next hour. Some do carry the fourth, but we'll be internet only at PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars streams. Still, you know, 100,000 people over the hour listening, millions later watching the videos of it. And some stations do carry it. So we're going to get Bob Chapman on with us throughout the hour. Paul Watson's waiting in the wings, correct? But I'm told that we have we got a news contact from Norway who was in Oslo and was 200 feet away from this. His name's Robert. Robert, tell us about yourself. Tell us what you witnessed, sir.
Thanks, Alex. So I just called you because I wanted, you know, to tell sort of what happened. I work, my office is just by the government building. So I was out having a coffee and walking back towards my office. There's a big open square. So I was just coming into the square. And then, you just got blasted a bit back. And windows was flying out, glass behind me, in front of me. And then all of the city just went totally quiet. So we saw up towards the government building. Some smoke was coming out. So I started walking towards the government building. Then people was coming, you know, out of the building and out of the square, people bleeding, people carrying other people, telling, don't go up there, there's people lying dead on the square. And just, I just stopped and waited for the police and ambulances and things to come. Because it was
and by the way, we've checked your number. You are in Norway right now. Now, sir, you told our office specifically, appreciate your courage after being shook up by this. Just as Kurt Haskell and his wife were in Amsterdam and saw the disheveled, appeared to be drugged, underwear bomber, Christmas Day bomber, being gotten on the plane by a sharp-dressed man with an American English accent, and then they saw the whole firecracker bomb, the men filming it on board, the fake bomb threat once they landed. The government said that was a lie for a month and a half. Then the State Department had to admit, indeed, they were ordered by an unnamed U.S. intelligence agency to get Mutalib on the plane. So we have info warriors everywhere at every event now. You are that man. You told our crew something about men in black uniforms sweeping the area the night before. Tell us about that. And if we find out there was a drill in the area, just like Mumbai, just like Bali, it's always the same. It came out in Chicago Tribune. The Bali thing was connected to the CIA. So, sir, you've got the floor. Then we'll have Bob Chapman and Paul Watson ask you questions. Robert, do you want to put your full name on air so we can get a report out on this? Or do you not want to put your full name out? It just adds a lot of credibility if you do.
Yeah, I'll give you my full name and, you know, address and stuff. I live in the center of Oslo. I guess 1.5 kilometers from the blast, so everything's just quiet around here. I'm also just called into the civil defense, so I don't, you know, want to expose my whole name, and I sort of have to be there a bit soon. But the thing with the uniforms, I know about the underwear bomber, I know about false flag operations and so on. So I've been, by your guidance, just following what's going on and things. There's been talk about more chatter, things happening in Norway and so on the internet, maybe terrorists and these things. So I'm sort of shook enough. I get my things from the office, then go back home. then I start switching between TV channels, and then one of the channels says, oh, there's an unconfirmed report that yesterday or last night, men in black unmarked uniforms was searching the area around the media building, the VG, a big newspaper in Norway, and the government building just around the area where the blast was. So then they switched to, of course, the other news. I don't know, have you gotten anything what's happened, Alex?
Yes, we're getting, Paul Watson's tracking it, Kurt Nemo's tracking it, but specifically you're saying on Norwegian television they did report there was some type of bomb sweep last night in the area. Can you remember, I know you're a little shook up after the bombing that you witnessed and you live in the area. Robert, can you give us the name of the TV station?
Yes, it was TV2.
TV2. So that's state-run media, isn't it?
No, NRK is the state-run media. TV2 is commercial.
Okay, commercial.
Yeah, but, you know, they it's the same guys, I guess.
Got it. Okay, so TV2, commercial channel specifically, because we're going to look into this. Paul Watson's listening right now. Specifically, exactly, what did they say about the men in the black uniforms?
No, they just said that they had reports that someone was sweeping the area yesterday. Not very detailed, just as a by sentence. That's why. But I have to elaborate on the there's not only a terror bombing here in Oslo.
A terror shooting, a blonde-haired Al-Qaeda, which, you know, we've been talking about them rolling out to now flip it from the Muslims to the white people or the Al-Qaeda. No one is safe. We've got to report on everybody. Yes, sir. Tell us about the summer camp and the white Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, because the government has this youth camp every year. It's quite popular. They always have newscasters and stuff showing on TV because, it's by far the biggest single party. The last report now said that this guy was gathering them, telling that, holding a gun. He said, because of what happened in Oslo and la la la, he had a machine gun, not just a pistol, but he had a machine gun. And then he just started massacring them. He just started shooting.
And we've now had a Rena Jihadi group with intelligence connections take the credit. So, and the government's now saying, correct, because I've got British news on this. It's up on the Drudge Report. They're saying that the white Al-Qaeda is connected to the other Rena Jihadi group that supposedly is involved in this. Is that what Norwegian television is saying?
No, they're saying that they don't have... They're naming names. They're saying, oh, it could be connected. It's a sort of, it looks like Al-Qaeda operation because it's happening two places at the same time.
Yeah, the New York Times is reporting that it's the helpers of global jihad. Now, they'll use a message board somewhere. I could go on a message board and say Santa Claus took credit, and they would print it, but...
So this is just, and they also have naming a mullah here and saying him specifically. It looks like, because I was watching CNN and following the 911 happening live, and they, within, a very short amount of time, they were saying, oh, this is Bin Laden. Okay, they...
from the grave, Bin Laden.
Yeah.
And they've got the million pages of stuff they found where they can always make up new plots out of that. And, of course, he's in the ocean down there with Saving Nemo, and everything's fine. Blast and gun attack in Norway, 7 dead. How are the Norwegians taking this? And why do you think the globalists, because this is clearly staged, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, I'd say 98% chance. I mean, I see this as right as the banking cartel tries to make Europe sign on to pay everything out of the banker's coffer. This is a way to unify people around unpopular government programs. I don't know if you say you're a listener. Have you not heard me predict exactly this would happen and that Western Europe would be the first target of the soft target attacks?
Sir, I've been following you every day, and I know this. I've been extra observant on the news, and I'm seeing where things are going on. I was thinking maybe Berlin, maybe live in Stockholm, and, you know, we're outside the EU, but we're, we have six planes in Libya. We're, you know, just got a message from this Fogg Rasmussen telling...
Oh,
you know,
yeah! They're going to try to blame Gaddafi exactly as a pretext for the ground invasion. We also talked about that being a possibility. That needs to go in the hopper because they want the ground invasion September, October. You're saying this either could be Gaddafi or it could be being blamed on him, but now you have the blonde-haired guy involved. That really pushes it into the realm of government staged. What is your gut? I mean, you're somebody who just survived this. You're somebody who was, you know, felt the blast. You were somebody who was right there, 200 feet away from it. What does your gut tell you this is?
As I told you, sir, I was thinking because, you know, there's an election coming up, the government is losing voters, and I was thinking, yeah, you know, we're sort of free, and it's a perfect opportunity to, you know, restrict our freedoms, and I was just actually waiting for something to happen, I'm sorry to say, but... You know.
Well, still, we've got seven people dead. You've still got a better chance there of dying from being struck by lightning. And even if thousands were dying, you don't give your freedoms up to terrorists. You don't give in to it, even if it was real. What's your? I mean, you just survived. You said you were 200 feet away. How did the blast affect you?
I was shook, and my body was moved, and the windows exploded, one right behind me, one right beside me. I was just stepping onto the boardwalk, and then the windows just came. Alarms started going, and, you know, there were debris all over the square. I have pictures from right where I was standing, so I can send them to you if you want to see. It was just sort of, but then everything was just calm and then chaos. They evacuated the center of Oslo. I don't know if it's totally quiet.
Well, sir, going back, if you would have left a minute earlier, you might have. Were you going in the direction of the blast when it happened?
Yes, I was. I was walking towards my office again, and my office is just by the building. It's the building, you know, next to the one that was blown up.
Have you had a chance to talk to any of your friends? Well, I mean, to go back, so you were going in the direction of it?
Yeah.
Wow. So you narrowly...
And I had a clear view straight up to the building where the explosion was. I saw the smoke coming up straight in front of me.
Wow. Incredible. Now, expanding on this, so there you have it. The government in trouble, government approval ratings down. Magically, this happens. Have you had a chance to talk to any other Norwegians and get their view of what they think's going on?
Well, we've sort of texted, you know, people, are you okay, and so on. So I'm just... saying staged, and people saying this is just strange, and people say yeah, staged, but you know, not everyone understands that these things can happen. I don't know for certain, of course not, but it's so strange. Yeah. They were also saying that they saw four men in a black Mercedes shooting away from where the incident site just before it happened. Some car was blocked at the airport. It's just strange messages going everywhere, but I guess it's just chaos also right after the explosion.
Well, they'll find some patsies. Do we know what happened to the blonde-haired Al-Qaeda who shot up the summer camp, and do we know who he killed there?
Well, they say they have arrested one person. I mean, this was an island, and people were just swimming away from the island. People were calling and texting people on land. They were running away, just hiding. They don't call. He might find them. He was running around the island trying to find people and shoot them.
Yeah. If you just joined us, we're talking to Robert, who is in Oslo, Norway, a listener of the show. And we've called him back there. He is there in Oslo, and we appreciate him joining us. I want to bring Bob Chapman up, who worked in U.S. intelligence against the Russians, to ask you a question, and then Paul Watson, and then we'll let you go, but stay in contact with you in the next few days and perhaps get you on Sunday after you've had time to really soak all this in. We're glad you survived. Sad for the seven that are dead, the now over 30 seriously wounded, a devastating attack.
There are more. They drag dead people into the building to do reconnaissance, and you know, that number is going up, sir.
Oh, so there's more than seven dead from what you saw.
Yeah. And there's a lot of people killed after the shooting. I'm watching the TV2 live broadcast.
Oh, right. Now they're saying the shooting killed a lot more people.
Yeah. The shooting, they don't have any numbers because the island, there's bad weather. But the
blonde-haired Al-Qaeda right on time as Jen Napolitano rolls out her white Al-Qaeda is going to get you. I mean, can you see the scripting of how they roll these things out? I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yes, I know, sir. And it's even, it's sort of a perfect timing because people have just gone from work, and some people were going past the government borders, and most people are on holiday here. I guess almost everyone. So there's not much collateral damage, but enough to make it a big event.
Incredible. Bob Chapman's with us every Friday. He seems to always be on when news is breaking, and then again, it gets cut short. Bob may have to leave at the end of the hour, but we're going in to the fourth hour for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and InfoWars audio stream listeners. If stations want to carry it, it's on the satellite and they can get it if they want live coverage of this. But Bob, look, I need listeners not to toot my horn, but to get all the videos where I lay out exactly how this would start. And if it turns out they say it's white Al-Qaeda, you know, folks, they're dropping the hammer. They're going to start the arrest, the roundups. I mean, this means they're getting ready to start a World War III scenario and use it to crack down on domestic groups. Bob Chapman, do you have any comments or questions for Robert, who narrowly survived the blast?
Well, as I see it, if Robert had been 20 seconds to a minute earlier, he might have been really caught in the blast. I have a question. Do you know what participation Norway took in the recent meetings which involved the bailout of Greece, if any?
I can hear Bob perfectly. The network's telling me they can't hear him. Yeah, I can hear him fine, too. I mean, I'm getting full audio piped in, but they say they can't hear him. Did you hear that question, Robert?
Yes, I did, sir. He asked whether our participation in the EU, the bailout of Europe, they're calling it a Marshall Plan for Europe, a new Marshall Plan. That means, you know, almost a new plan economy, where we give more money to the EU every year, I think, than most of the countries because of our participation. We inherit every law. We don't say no to any of the laws they pass. So we're as incorporated as, you know, it's possible to be without having the currency and the benefits of being in the halls of Brussels. So, and you know, our economy is big in comparison. We're a small country, but big in oil. So, I'm sort of called an educated guess saying that we have at least influences with the decision to bail out Greece.
Well, I mean, Bob Chapman, I mean, look at the timing of this. And now they're telling us, hey, it's a blonde-haired Al-Qaeda. I mean, this is incredible scripting, Bob.
Well, what I'm getting at here is the bankers were extremely irate that they had to come up with 21% of the value of the bonds that they were holding. In other words, they took a 20% loss in their bonds, and they're going to have to go in and back up the market to the tune of about $500 billion.
Stay there. So now it's time to turn the jihadis loose on Europe to teach them to lick banker boots better?
Exactly.
All right, stay there. We'll see if Robert can stay there. Paul Watson's coming in. This is all breaking, ladies and gentlemen. We're going into overdrive. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Infowars.com, PrisonBanda.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg with eFoods Direct. Babs, you work a lot with shipping, and things are going absolutely nuts with this new Independence Month Patriot Pack that eFoods is giving away.
The way things are going, we're shipping thousands of these great little Patriot Packs out. Just an example, Sherry from Arkansas made a $1,300 order. We shipped her five free Patriot Packs, $750 more free food.
Folks are really surprised at what we're actually giving away. Now, folks, we've had 235 years of freedom in this country, so for every $235 worth of food ordered, we give away a $149 Patriot Pack free.
To order the best food on the planet, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
A free 12-day supply Patriot Pack with every $235 worth of food ordered. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Waging war on corruption.
It's Red Leader. I'm on.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
We're on them, folks. We got it. We know the enemy attack pattern. The six big mega banks. Bob Chapman riding the shotgun with us. So busy during the breaks, I didn't ask if we could stay to the next hour to take your calls. Paul Watson joining us via video Skype. Had him holding for 20 minutes. I need to punch him out of here quick so he can write articles so they can go out to the four winds of the web. It is important we get on top of this story now. I also want to get into the economy later in the next hour. Let me ask Bob Chapman before we let Robert go, because I know he's got to get to his civil defense. He's part of the defense system there, just I guess like Switzerland. A lot of those countries have that. Bob, can you ride shotgun in the next hour?
Absolutely.
Okay, good, because we need to talk to you, but obviously this is breaking right now, but you are particularly suited for 50 years talking about stage terror and stage crises and don't let a good crisis go to waste. Finishing up with Robert, I want to illustrate that even though terrorism is incredibly rare, and in most cases it is staged, there are real attacks, they're never coordinated, They're never multiple events. I mean, they do go on. There are real people that hit soft targets. They see it as a military operation because they don't have Abrams tanks and F-16s. You can call them terrorists. You can call them freedom fighters. The point is that they do exist. Now, the bigger issue here is most events are provocateured, patsied, or purely staged. This is, it has the hallmarks of a purely staged event, just as a snapshot look at it. And the key time when it's happening, I said, as the implosions happen, they will try to menace people into gathering around the government, changing the subject from the banksters. We have predicted it with total precision. Soft targets, white Al-Qaeda, because of the pre-scripting. Again, they think you're dumb, but Robert, even though it's incredibly rare, still it shows how it could happen to anybody. Here you are, a listener. Here you are researching false flag and how important it is to the geopolitical strategy and stratagems and gambits of the controllers. And here you are barely surviving it, but thank God you survived and are able to report to us, just like Kurt Haskell and his wife, who saw the U.S. government get Mutalib on the plane. I'm getting chills right now, and the FBI came and visited him, tried to get him to change his story, and a month and a half later, it came out that everything he said here was true. I'm getting chills. I wish it was some guy from Africa. That's not scary, statistically, but that the government would be doing this is scarier than you know what. Robert, do you have any comments on this, you know, on the fact that how weird it is that you're a listener and this happened? Well, I guess we have listeners everywhere.
Of course. I mean, watching the news now, they say four, at least four, five people shot at this youth, innocent political camp. You know, there's no marching and banners. They're just having tents and just like a festival. And then some guy, you know, dressed up as police officer, goes and you know, just throws them down with a machine gun.
Yeah, let's not forget that. He was reportedly dressed as a policeman.
I was so curious. They said he lost his cap so that they could clearly see who he was.
Oh, of course, the blonde hair. And for folks that don't know how this works, they can have a special ops deep cover guy like McVeigh tell him to do it and then set him up later. Or they can have a lookalike like Lee Harvey Oswald. And this stuff's come out. This is how, Bob Chapman, you worked in Black Ops. We're going to get Dr. Steve Pachinik on. That is absolutely needed for Sunday. You worked in Black Ops. I mean, this is on record that they operate like this. As a snapshot, Bob Chapman, what do you say looking at this right now?
Well, it's hard to tell their objective because we don't know really where they're going with this. But because of what's going on in Europe, I see it through that lens, and that is, the bankers have had to capitulate. First, they were going to take all of the things that Greece had. Then they were going to take a couple of things. Now they're not going to take anything. And in the meantime, the German public has demanded that the German government make the bankers participate. They're the ones that caused the problem, and they're the ones that are sitting on a good part of the bonds. So the bankers are going to have to come up, and this is a menial amount as far as I'm concerned, but they don't like it, and that's about 21% of their participation, which means they're taking a 20% haircut on what they already own and probably will own in the future with this refunding of Greece. And I think they're furious about it. And some of this stuff is open-ended. We have this European Monetary Fund, which says the bankers are going to have to come up with $20 billion immediately by exchanging bonds, which would mean they take the old bonds in, put and let the Greeks put out new bonds that have a 15 or 30 year life. But what's even more interesting is that the buyback program is still to be outlined by the governments. And that means that they're going to have to come up with a lot more money, where in the first place they thought they were going to loot the country, Greece. And so I think that could be part of what's going on.
Okay, we're going to talk more about that in the next hour with Bob Chapman and your calls. If you want to join us on air, it's 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster.com, or going to Paul Watson, editor of PrisonPlanet.com, in just a moment. But going back to Robert, a survivor, anything else you'd like to add before I have Paul ask you a question, and we'll let you go? But I definitely want to check in with you again coming up in 48 hours or so on the Sunday 4 to 6 broadcast. I think that's very important. We'll know a lot more by then. I pray this is real terrorists. That's a lot less scary than state-sponsored. And someday we may find that four-leaf clover because, you know, it's terrorism's bad, but I really wish it was lone nut Muslims and not the military-industrial complex. That's a lot more frightening. And so please, God, let it be Muslim extremists, please. But we may find that unicorn here. Now, anything else, Robert, you'd like to add before Watson asks a question?
I would just like to say that I totally agree with you. I hope that this is done by terrorists, but I have a very sneaking suspicion that it's not. And I also thank you for taking this call keeping on, you know, presenting the message, because so many people don't know what's going on here and, you know, everywhere else. But when things like this happen, and there are so many coincidences, you know, the Prime Minister on some summer TV show last night talking about the future and saying that they had a plan and so on, and this happens. Now it's just...
So he's been on TV talking about we're going to protect you from terrorists, and then they hit.
Well, not about terrorists, but yes, against financial terrorism or against just protect the Norwegian people against, you know, all the foreign threats.
I had seen in some blurbs that that actually some of the bankers have been mad at him for not wanting or your government to contribute more money. But I mean, was that disinfo? You're saying your leader is pretty bad news?
I'm not sure, but you know, they have, I guess, the same leaders as your leaders. That's the way it seems, anyway.
Yeah, no, it's unified fraud.
In your films, you have I recognize Norwegian politicians from the Bilderberg meetings and so on. So you know. You know how it is.
Absolutely. Let's bring Paul Watson in, and we'll get more of a report from Bob Chapman and Paul. Let Paul get back to writing big breaking news at PrisonPlanet.com. Paul Watson joining us via video Skype. Do you have any questions for Robert, a survivor, a narrow survivor, blown back by the blast, 200 feet away, walking towards it when it happened? He's got to be thinking his lucky stars, his guardian angel. In fact, Robert, are you thinking your guardian angel right now? Or, there are no atheists in foxholes. Are you feeling blessed right now that you're alive?
Well, yes, certainly. So yes, my guardian angels are getting praised at the moment.
Oh, wonderful. Paul Watson, any comments for Robert or questions?
Yeah, well, it was reported by both the Daily Mail and a Norwegian commenter who left a comment on our article that, and this is what pops out, is the fact that, you know, if terrorists want to kill as many people as possible, which is presumably their motive, then apparently today is a public holiday in Norway, so that building was mostly empty.
Yeah, why bomb a government building on a holiday?
It's the middle of vacation. I mean, people aren't back for 2 weeks, for 1 week back. I mean, there's no one here. The city is empty. The government building's empty. He was just sitting on TV yesterday telling about how everyone's on vacation. I mean, why would a terrorist not? I won't, you know. But, yeah, it's strange. It's very unnerving.
Paul Watson, continue with questions.
Well, I mean, there's three very good reasons why Norway would be in line for a slap on the wrist from these globalists. I mean, it's a country that's not in the EU, so it's not part of that Bilderberg inner circle. Number one, 2 months ago, they froze a $42 million payment to Greece saying that they're not going to give them any more money. That would have upset the people organizing the bailout. Number two, they supported a Palestinian state, which is going to be up for a vote at the UN in September.
So the Arabs attack them. I mean, give me a break.
But number three, they're set to pull out of Libya on August the 1st, which they announced a couple of months ago. So three very good reasons why the globalists would be angry with them.
As usual, total precision from Watson. I want you to continue on that with Bob Chapman, but finishing up with Robert. What are your comments on that? That was what I was talking about earlier, that your government had been getting really crosswise with the establishment with every move they were making.
They 99% of the time they follow the plan, but now there's elections coming up, and you know, you divert a bit from the plan maybe for a while, and then I'm not sure if it was a punishment as much as, you know, this had to happen somewhere to just, you know, continue stating what they want to state. Looks like they just chose Oslo this time.
Now, unfortunately, and I've got intel, but also a gut feeling, Austin's one of their targets. So is Dallas, Chicago, Houston, because Gary Hart said that on Fox one time, giggling about it. They love to brag beforehand. Robert, anything else you'd like to add?
No, if you think it's coming to Austin, I'm just praying for you guys. This is not good. This is no fun. So now I think I have to go help rescue some people and do some voluntary cleaning up.
All right, sir. Well, if you'd like to take any photos or anything, too, that you see, we're going to put you on hold and give you my producer's internal email. We'll also give you give him Aaron's email, too, in case you're gone later tonight. Jaron, I'll have Aaron stay late. He loves to anyways. Can't get him out of here. He's such a hard worker. But Jaron does a great job as well over the weekend. He helps us get the Sunny Show produced. So send it to Jaron because he's on the ball, and Aaron. I'm going to put you on hold and give you both those internal emails. Please, any write-ups, any intel, any photos, we won't use your name. Please get them to us, Robert. Thank you so much.
I will. Thank you, sir.
All right, put him on hold, please, and give him your email, Jaron, and Aaron's. Incredible. Paul Watson, again, more statements. Recap those points you just made, and then I want Bob Chapman to comment on those points you made.
Just to add as well, Reuters are now saying that it's probably an alliance between Islamists and right-wing extremists. Of course, the guy who supposedly carried out the shooting was a blonde-haired Norwegian.
And that's the script. Okay, that's it. That came out in Reuters. Absolutely. I told you. I saw it in the tea leaves from all the data I integrate. I could see the scripting. Ladies and gentlemen, right-wingers in Europe absolutely hate the Muslims and try 24-7 to kick them out and are tried by government tribunals for saying, rout the Muslims. If you think right-wing militia groups and people are working with the Muslims, ladies and gentlemen, I got a bridge I want to sell you. Okay, Paul, now I'm getting freaked out. You got to admit, Paul, did I not absolutely 100% call this?
Well, yeah, I mean, we were talking about it in relation to Libya and Gladio, because that was very active before in Europe.
Kurt wrote a story last week saying, will they run Operation Gladio in Europe to demonize Libya? So give me the Reuters headline, Paul. They're now saying Whitey working with Al-Qaeda.
They're saying security experts say suspicion is likely to fall on both Islamist and right-wing extremists following the deadly bombing, and that's in snap analysis. No clear pointers in Norway twin attacks is the headline, but that's what so-called security experts are saying. But also there's a comment left by a Norwegian on Prison Planet, and his father is a dynamite expert, and he's saying that the evidence appears as if the explosion came up from underneath, and apparently there was road and sewer work going on in the days before, so it looks like something's come up from underground, just as in the case of 7/7 London bombings, and later being blamed on this car bomb.
We should have asked Robert that question. That's important. Now, here's Reuters, snap analysis, no clear pointers in Norway twin attacks, but then the first line says suspicion is likely to fall on both Islamists and right-wing extremists following a deadly bombing and a shooting at a political gathering in tranquil Norway. Why would a real right-wing group bomb something knowing it would destroy their credibility? Why would Muslims do that? Bob Chapman, your take on what Watson just covered.
Well, as I said just earlier, whatever their goal is, we don't know yet. We can guess at general goals, but this will go far beyond just one issue. They never do anything for one issue. There's always three or four things that they're trying to accomplish when they make a move like this. And I think the groundwork, as Mr. Watson pointed out, was all there, the pulling of troops out, freezing of funds going to Greece, because I guess they didn't like the way the EU or the IMF or whomever was handling it. And one of the things that most people don't know in relation to Greece is that they are and have been for many, many years pro-Palestinian. And so I think that in order to hold the money up from going to Greece that they were supposed to contribute must have been a monumental thing for that government, because they also are pro-Palestinian too. But as far as getting to the points of light as to where this is all headed, we're going to have to go over this more and more to find out exactly what they were up to, because it's a government operation, as you pointed out, and we got to find out where they're going with it.
Bob Chapman, stay there. Paul Watson, final segment with him coming up. Then it'll be Bob Chapman, Alex Jones, and your calls as we go into overdrive. The main radio broadcast will end in about 9 minutes, and then we'll be internet streams only at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA. But Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning, and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Watson. In this segment, we're going to let him go and let him get back to work with these breaking reports at PrisonPlanet.com. Then the whole next hour, I'm going to whole hour of overdrive with Bob Chapman. Your calls, 800-259-9231, and I'll be back live on the AM and FM dial this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. live for the Sunday transmission. Bob waiting in the wings till we start the next hour. TheInternationalForecaster.com. Gold is above $1,602. Silver above $40. Continuing. We'll look at the economics as well next hour with Bob. I did 3 hours for many years, then went to 4 hours. Got the TV show coming soon. And then I'm addicted to doing 4 hours. But when the TV show launches, there will be no more overdrive, except when there's these big breaking events, which other stations do too, but we're a network. It's just the information is absolutely key here. Paul Watson, we got 4 or 5 minutes left in this segment. Break down everything you've covered. You've really given us a lot of key clues and tidbits. And the fact this is a multiple event attack, it stinks to high heaven. You throw the blonde hair into it. It follows the scripting for white Al-Qaeda reaching a fever pitch in the preparation.
Well, what they're saying now is that it's pretty clear that this shooting that happened after the bombing is the main event. They're talking about 25 dead. And remember that this is being pinned on this 6'3" blonde Norwegian who dressed up as a policeman, tricked his way into this island complex dressed as a police officer by saying he was checking security after the bombing, and then started this massacre. And now they're saying that 25 dead are on the shore there. So it's definitely going to fall on the why Al-Qaeda by the looks of it. But on the flip side, you've got this claim of responsibility from Helpers of Jihad, which has been reported by the New York Times, but has also been contradicted by others who are saying that this claim was never made.
That's like Helpers of Santa Claus. I mean, this is incredible.
But the actual group that the New York Times is pinning it on is this group called headed up by Mullah Krekar, called Ansar al-Islam. And Kurt Nimmo's posted a story on Infowars.com which points out that the leader of this group, Mullah Krekar, was approached in 2005 to work with the CIA.
Ah.
So that's, he refused at the time, but there's definite intelligence connections to this group.
Well, that's like a SWAT running the 7-7 and being MI6 and being protected. That's even Fox News and MSNBC admit that.
Exactly. The Economist, which is a big globalist publication, is also speculating that left-wing renegade environmentalist angry at Norway's Arctic oil program may be involved. So, I mean, the kaleidoscope is still in a flux, and they're talking about all these different groups, but judging from the fact that 25 are now dead at this, with this confirmed massacre by a blonde Norwegian man, I mean, it looks clear who this is going to fall on, and it's going to be, you know, why Al-Qaeda again. And as I said before the break, three very good reasons for Norway to receive a slap on the wrist. One, they're backing the Palestinian path to statehood at the UN, big vote, which is set to take place at the start of September. Number two, they announced they were pulling out of Libya on the 1st of August, so that obviously upset some people with NATO preparing this massive bombardment, because it looks as if Gaddafi is now going to refuse to step down. And on that token, I know that Anders Rasmussen has vehemently come out in, condemning this. He's become very public in the hours after it. And also, this $42 million that they refused to send to Greece back at the end of May. So three very good reasons for Norway to get a slap on the wrist from the globalists with this bombing and shooting today.
All right, or give them the political cover to get back under the globalist command base. Thank you so much, Paul Watson. We're coming back with a full hour of overdrive. Your phone calls, Bob Chapman, and a lot more. We're going to cover the waterfront of key information, including the shutdown of the U.S. industrial system. Straight ahead, main transmission now is over.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.